You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA Finals start tomorrow. Hope y'all excited. I'm excited. First and foremost, let's just do some house duties here. Welcome to Hoops Talk, right here from the Playmakers Bar Network. I am the host, the playmaker himself, Darnell Solis, and I am happy to bring this episode to y'all. Because like I said, the NBA Finals are set. Shout out to the Boston Celtics winning game seven on the road in Miami at all places. Shout out to them. Shout out to Jason Tatum, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, the Larry Bird Trophy. Golden State Warriors side. Steph Curry won it on the West side after they dispatched of the Dallas Mavericks in game five. Earlier last week. Man, what a playoff series that was between Boston and Miami. By the way, before I get into it, let me just go ahead and say this, because there's a lot of people out here in the world don't like the fact that Jimmy Butler took that three-point shot for the lead instead of going to the bug game and possibly getting it and possibly tying the game up. Look, ladies and gentlemen, the Jimmy Butler play, it's the same play that he had in the first half. If you go back and watch that first half, that's the same thing he did, and he hit. Miami trailed the entire game from start to finish. They had a chance to take the lead. Jimmy Butler took that chance. I don't care what anybody says. The fact that people don't see Jimmy Butler in the same light as a Steph Curry or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade or LeBron James as that top-tier superstar Kevin Durant, they mad at him because he took that shot. But if you pay attention, dude, anybody can take that shot. He walked into a three-point shot with Al Horford on him. Al Horford was backing up to stop the paint touch. Now, you could say he could have drove by him and got the layup and possibly a foul and one, whatever the case may be. But I have no problem with Jimmy Butler taking that three-pointer. I don't. It was in rhythm. It's a make or miss lead. He missed. If he would have made it, y'all would have been like, oh, Jimmy Butler's the man and all this other stuff. But he missed. Hey, it's a make or miss lead. That's what the lead the NBA is. It's a make or miss lead. He missed it. He didn't airball it. He didn't shoot it off the side of the backboard. Okay? He had a good look. It didn't drop. It's that simple. I don't mind it. I hope he take more of them shots, because I know he can hit them. But I need to get that out of the way, because I know a lot of people were talking crazy about Jimmy Butler. Like, no, y'all need to stop that nonsense. The man took a good shot. It just didn't drop. Is it a three-point shooter? No, he's not a three-point shooter, but still. He took a good shot. It just didn't drop. That's all to it. Hey, he missed it. Boston capitalized. Boston's in the finals. Miami's not. We'll see how Miami goes throughout the offseason, how they'll look going into next season. But hey, Jimmy Butler played his ass off. He scored 35 points in the game. But what do you want from the man? The man was doing everything he could to win game seven at home. He just came up short. Shout out to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown for showing up in game seven. That's why Jason Tatum won Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And that's that to it. So, I'm not going to be able to much longer because the NBA Finals, ladies and gentlemen, finals start tomorrow, June 2nd, in the Bay Area, San Francisco. It's going to be a great one. Tomorrow's game starts at 9 o'clock. Oh, all the games on the NBA Finals will be on ABC, so you don't have to worry about what channel is on? Is it on TNT or ESPN? All the finals game is on ABC, okay? Game one tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Game two will be Sunday, June 5th, 8 o'clock in the Bay Area. Then the series will shift over to Boston for games 3 and 4. Game three will be Wednesday, June 8th, 9 p.m. Game four will be Friday, June 10th at 9 p.m. If there's a game five back in the Bay Area, that will be Monday, June 13th at 9 p.m. If there's a game six, that will be Thursday, June 16th at 9 p.m. back in Boston. And if we somehow in some way get that miracle game seven of the NBA Finals, game seven will be Sunday, June 19th, or what most people would call Juneteenth, 8 o'clock in the Bay Area in San Francisco. So that's your NBA schedule for the finals right here between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's dive into some coaching. Let's look at the coaching matchup. Yume Udoka, first-year head coach, guided his team to the NBA Finals. He's coming from the Greg Popovich tree. And then you got Steve Kerr. 6 finals trip as a coach. The man has won, I think he has won like 4 or 5 titles as a player. One of them coming under Greg Popovich in San Antonio. There's your San Antonio connection between Kerr and Udoka. They both learned from Pop. Got a veteran versus the rookie. I'm interested to see how Ime Udoka adjusts to this Warriors offense with his Boston Celtics defense. You're talking about Steph Curry. You're talking about Klay Thompson. Jordan Poole, who took off in the Denver City but has struggled lately. See, can he reemerge? Andrew Wiggins is picking his spots and games to get in on the action. I'm interested to see how this defense will look with Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, against Steph Curry. That's a good matchup to watch. A 2-time league MVP versus Defensive Player of the Year. I'm looking forward to that matchup. You know what else I'm looking forward to? Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum matching up with Klay Thompson and a Jordan Poole or Andrew Wiggins. How does that dynamic duo go against the Splash Brothers? Okay? That's what I want to. These are some interesting matchups. How about Draymond Green versus Al Horford at the 4 spot? Can Kevon Looney do what he did against Dallas? Can he do it against Robert Williams? I don't think so. This is some things I'm looking forward to. What game does Gary Payton the second come back? Because they say he's coming back for the finals. What game does he come? Is it game 2? Is it game 3? Is it game 4? It could be game 1. Nobody knows, but there's some interesting stuff going on with these finals. They got the San Francisco, the Bay Area, who's looking for a championship. Who's looking for a championship. Because, by the way, the 3 titles that the Golden State won, that was in Oakland, not in San Francisco. Remember that. Oakland, not in San Francisco. So Chase Center's looking for that first banner to hang up there. The real first banner to hang up there by the Golden State Warriors. And Boston, they're looking for banner 18 to surpass the Los Angeles Lakers, who has 17. That's a tie with the Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, they're looking for their first NBA championship. Matter of fact, this whole team looking for their first NBA championship. There's nobody on the Boston Celtics who has won the NBA championship. Let me go down the list. Marcus Smart, no. Jason Tatum, no. Jaylen Brown, no. Al Horford, no. Dan Matias, no. Robert Williams, no. Gabe Williams, no. Brayden Pritchard, no. Derrick White, no. He came after the Spurs with winning titles. No, nobody on Boston has won titles. But the Warriors, on the other hand, Klay got 3. Steph got 3. Draymond got 3. Steve Kerr got 3 as a coach. Kevon Looney, I think, got 1. At least 1. There's some finals experience on that Golden State Warriors team. That's going to be the interesting part. The experience versus the youth. The defense of the Celtics versus the offense of the Warriors. And I told you the matchups, man. Marcus Smart on the defense end versus Steph Curry. The tandem of Brown and Tatum versus the tandem of the versus the Splash Brothers. I'm throwing Jordan Poole in that category too, along with Andrew Wiggins. So Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown versus Steph, Clay, Poole, and Wiggins. Can Tatum and Brown get help from Smart on the offensive end? Can they get help from a Al Horford on the offensive end? Can they get help from a Gabe Williams on the offensive end? Maybe, just maybe, this might be the series Peyton Pritchard get his minutes back. So he can fire off just like the Golden State Warriors. Because guess what? If anybody on that Boston Celtics has an opportunity to match Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, it is Peyton Pritchard. I hope Ime Udoka knows that. I hope he does. Because you want to go shoot for shooting for with Steph Curry, your best bet is Peyton Pritchard, that boy from Oregon. Just throwing that out there. Some of y'all might be looking to be crazy because he's going to be a liability on this end. But damn it, you know Golden State Warriors going to put up points. So you got to put up points too. So guess what? You need shooting on the court too. You need more shooting than just Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You throw Peyton Pritchard out there, he'll get you some buckets. He'll get you some threes. We know this, okay? We saw Gabe Williams go for 28, 27 in game 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks, hitting, what, 7 threes? Just saying. You're not just going to need defense. You're going to need some scoring. And if you're going to get some scoring, Peyton Pritchard coming off that bench, playing some quality minutes for Boston, that's going to be a key I'm looking for. How many minutes does Peyton Pritchard get in this series? Because you know Steph Curry going to score. You know Klay going to score. You know Jordan Poole. If he's feeling it, he's going to score. Andrew Wiggins starting to come up now. You're going to need some points, man. You're going to need it. Let's see how Ime Udoka does that. Another thing that I want to bring up about this series, and my stepdad brought this up, shout out to my stepdad, Ernest Jones. Will the refs of these games allow Boston to play their defense? Are we going to allow physicality in these NBA finals? Because physicality is allowed. I like Boston chances. Even though the Warriors are the Warriors. Boston like to get up in you, especially Marcus Smart. They like to get up in you. Touch you. Let you know, we here. You know, they want to touch you. Let you know they, our presence will be felt. Would the refs allow that? Because if not, Boston might get shoot out the gym. Because if them three start rolling. Because, you know, we seen the 8-0 run by the Miami Heat in game 7. You know, that 36-15 blowout in the third quarter in game 1. If that's the Golden State Warriors, you're looking at a, instead of an 8-0 run, you're looking at a 14-0 run. Or a 18-0 run, because they ain't shooting twos also. They shooting threes as well. So them numbers is adding up quickly. They can go on a 10-0 run within a blink of an eye. That's how lethal Golden State is. Hey, Boston, you seen it. Dallas Mavericks took a 15-point lead at half, and nobody was comfortable with that. Kenny Smith was like, oh, Golden State got this. Oh, they're only down 15 at half? Oh, they got this. And behold, you know it. Here come the Golden State Warriors, and Dallas can do nothing about it. If you're going to put Golden State away, you got to knock them out. And that's one problem that I had with the Boston Celtics. They don't lock their opponents out. They let them hang, and they end up coming back. And this also is a good game, and they end up losing. Stuff like that. You know, they led the whole entire game. They let Miami come back and had an opportunity to take the game. That's one. If you do that to the Golden State is going to take the games. They not only just going to take it, they going to take it, and then they going to beat you by double digits. They just going to say, oh, we barely won. Nah, they took it, and now you sign yourself from being up 20 to down 10 before you knew it. A 30-point swing just took place. That's how lethal Golden State is on the offensive end. If you let them get up like that. But there's a lot of things to look at in this series between the Celtics and the Warriors. There's a lot to look at, man. As I sit here today, you know, I was already ruining my finals pick because I had Milwaukee winning the championship again, being back-to-back champions over the Golden State Warriors, which I got that part right. The fact that Golden State did come out of the West, which is ridiculous. 2 years! 2 years y'all had the opportunity to prepare for the Golden State Warriors, and y'all wasn't ready. 2 years! I don't know. Why do I keep saying this? Y'all not listening. I've been saying this. Y'all have 2 years to prepare for the Golden State comeback, and nobody in the West was ready for the comeback. 2 years. So, but I did say that the winner of the Boston-Milwaukee series would come up the East. Thankfully, the Boston Celtics held up that end of the bargain. That I don't have to apologize to a lot of Miami Heat fans for saying the Heat was not coming out of the East. So I got that going for me. But as I stand here today, on the sixth month of the year, June 1st, Wednesday, 2022, doing my due diligence, looking at all the matches, thinking about all the stuff that can happen in this series, I'm taking Golden State in six. I'm saying the Golden State Warriors finish it off in Boston. June 16th in Massachusetts. I could be wrong. It could go to a game seven, which would be even more lovely because we love game sevens. You know what I'm saying? We just had a game seven between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. We had a game seven between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. We had a game seven between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Hell, even hockey giving us game sevens. Shout out to the New York Rangers going on the road and beating the Carolina Hurricanes to win game seven. Shout out to them. But if we get a game seven, I would not be disappointed whatsoever. I would not be ashamed. I would not be upset. If we have a game seven between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors in the Bay Area, I won't be upset. But I'm picking Golden State in six. I'm sticking with Golden State. Golden State wins it. They win their fourth title in six trips to the finals, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But hey, it is what it is. Shout out to Dave Ham getting the LA Lakers job. Saw LeBron's tweet. He's pretty excited about it. A lot of people respect this man from what I've been hearing. Coming from the Milwaukee Bucks assistant staff under Coach Bud. So congratulations. Let's see what they does. Speaking of the Lakers, they are not looking at trading Russell Westbrook no time soon. They're looking forward to bringing him back for the season. We still see how that goes. So other than that, that's all the news and notes that I got for you as we get ready for the NBA playoffs tomorrow, 9 p.m. in San Francisco, ABC, Game 1, Boston Celtics, Golden State Warriors. This is the boy, the Down to the Playmaker Silence here, and I'm out of here. Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoop Talks come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing and how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Donnell Sollin, signing off.